Philip Saint-Pierre, if you do search and care, today's date is 02/17/2029. Correction, 2025. Dictation is for Roberto Salinas. Salinas spells S-A-L-I-N-A-S. Roberto spells R-O-B-E-R-T-O. Date of birth is 05/11/1966. This is a 58-year-old gentleman here with shoulder pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 months. It has been worse in the last week or so. He says he works in construction and does a lot of overhead at lifting with his left shoulder. I notice pain with this type of activity, period. He said pain is sharp, rated pain 7/10, non-radiating, confined to the region of his AC joint, period. Next paragraph. Patient says he's also here for 3 months checkup and medication refill, period. The next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical review of systems. All systems were reviewed except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96%, room air blood pressure is 138/78, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph, left shoulder, reduced abduction and external rotation. And next line, tenderness of palpation in the region of the AC joints, no edema, no erythema, joint is not hot to touch. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, except for left shoulder. No discomfort or range of motion. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. And 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acromioclavicular arthrosis, left shoulder. Assessment number 2 is left shoulder pain. Number 3, vitamin D deficiency. Number 4, neuropathy. Number 5, diabetes type 2. Number 6, hypertension, period. Next paragraph. Today an x-ray was done of patient's left shoulder. X-ray reveals the following: no fractures, there is arthrosis involving the left acromioclavicular and the glomerulohumeral articulation. Next paragraph. Because of these findings, patient was given a consultation for MRI of his shoulder. I suspect this could be a rotator cuff injury / tear, as he can only move his left shoulder to approximately 30 to 40 degrees in abduction, period. Next paragraph. Medication refill as follows: gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO. BID for 90 days. Next medication, metformin, 1000 milligrams, 1 PO. BID for 90 days. Next medication, losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 PO. Daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, vitamin D, 3. And 50,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days. Number 12. Next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Next medication, Mobic, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. For 30 days, number 30, was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.